The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Thursday. I hope everyone's having a gorgeous day. We are, because Jackie's here. It's merch day. It's show day. And Theo's here.
And Theo's here. So it's obviously gorgeous. But I would say, you know, actually, it's such a big day because obviously merch day, holiday merch launched this morning. We love seeing you guys getting all of your tings. Everything is still in stock except the two beanies. So head over to shopmorningtoast.com to get your holiday tings, whether it's for yourself or someone you love.
We've got ornaments, earmuffs, robes. Jackie and I are both wearing two. We didn't plan this.
We didn't plan this again. So we are actually like inverted.
You know what we are? Simpatico.
Hypnotico.
Erotico. We are wearing two different parts of a matching set. I'm obviously wearing the crew neck in an XL, and Jackie's wearing the pants.
Yes, these are the white Sherpa pants. Claudia's wearing white Sherpa crew neck. I'm wearing the pants in a medium. I do wear them below the bump since they are a medium. And everything that I wear in the merch is medium, except for that sweatshirt that I wore yesterday.
Same. I'm extra large. And this Sherpa set has two little patches, one on the breast that says TMT, and the same patch on the leg.
On the thigh. I hope you guys can see it.
Don't overextend yourself.
I really, really can't. Plus, I don't want to disrupt the do. Today I'm feeling wary about how much visuals we do because yesterday's YouTube catastrophe.
Yeah, you guys, we apologize for the episode being up on YouTube super, super late, and then I have to take responsibility.
You didn't do anything wrong. Okay, so basically, yesterday's YouTube episode, when we went to put it up live, like, the whole thing had this crazy static over it, like, impossible to even
so
hear
annoying.
Us for the whole video. So we had to wait for the video to process, we downloaded it, and then we put the podcast audio on top of it. Easy peasy.
So I aligned it up at the very beginning, good morning, millennials, and our words are matching perfectly.
Right.
But so I didn't think I had to watch the whole video. It's simple mathematics.
Right, but I was watching the episode yesterday, and it goes like in and out of syncing and not syncing, which is just so weird because it's the same timing.
No, I refuse. Like, I don't understand how it makes any sense.
Yeah, but it all worked out. So hopefully we have our regular episode today and you guys can see our cute outfits and how we really just compliment each other, even though we didn't plan it whatsoever. Yeah. And how Du is here looking so handsome. He hasn't been to the office in so long and he's here to put in the work.
But as always, like, our podcast episodes are premium,
yes.
Groundbreaking,
yes.
Revolutionary.
Yes.
Throw it up, give birth to it,
yep.
Put it in a blender.
Yep.
So that's really what's most important. You know, this is just for us. This is for the girlies.
This is for the girlies, and so is the holiday merch. So head over to shopmorningtoast.com to get your tings. It's a very exciting day. Plus, I would be RDH if I didn't also mention that it's first show day.
Yeah, it's first show day. And I feel like I've gone through like a wave of emotions this week. And now I'm at the point where like I feel really, really confident in my material. Like,
yay!
I think it might be better than my first show. Like, there's so many... so many weird things happened to me this year. It's just, I think that it's going to be great. Now my concern is like the memorization of it all. Like,
okay.
And I get a lot of questions always like about how do I memorize? And like when you write something and it's like a part of your life, like it becomes a part of you. But when you get so nervous, like when you're on stage, like you might as well be like out there with nothing.
Right. And I assume tonight, like you'll have your notes and you might have to glance over at them. And you know, the more you do it, the more you'll get off book.
That's why I'm doing these city winery shows. Like for me, they're really just dress rehearsals, but I always want to give people like the best possible real
but
show.
Also, so like, for the audience, it's so raw.
Yeah. So I am going to be, if you're coming tonight, like we're going to have the best time. I will have some material on stage just in case, like I want to, you know, be prepared.
I think that's totally fine. I'm so excited for you. I'm so glad that you've got your groove back and you're feeling your comedy, because you should.
I'm so nervous. Like, I'm telling you, I think we should do the show late tomorrow. Like, after I complete the show, and if it's a success, like, I will be out at till 6 a.m. celebrating like the wave of relief that has washed over me.
Okay, we could definitely look into pushing the show back. That works for me and my schedule.
You know what I love about you?
And it works for Bruce's schedule too.
You know what I love about you? I never have to think twice about like, will Jackie be annoyed if I want to push back the show?
Yeah, no. And
you're so easy.
On the contrary as well, when you do need to move it up, I make that work as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but see, what the and annoying...
Not with such unbridled enthusiasm.
No, what the annoying co-host giveth, the annoying co-host taketh away. Like, if I have to make a flight, I'm like, can we film early? I know that's your least favorite thing. So I try and give and take, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it is what it is, but if you do what you gotta do. It's tonight is about you, so...
Well, I'm excited to see everyone, and it's gonna be fun. I heard the food at City Winery is so good. Like, ooh. I'm thinking about going early and having dinner.
100%. Maybe take some home lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, lunch tomorrow. Literally.
That's a really great plan.
So yeah, I've been really, really busy doing that. So I have not watched any TV this week. So sorry, the TV recaps have been totally off. That includes last night. I just was rehearsing my show for anyone who would listen via FaceTime.
Well, last night only Winter House was on. Right. I didn't watch it. I've given up on Winter House.
You once. Have?
Yeah, because once I learned that Paige and Craig, like, do not fall in love on the show.
It's not worth it.
I had to leave. And I'm sorry, but like the house and the kitchen, like it just gives me anxiety. And I'm too... Honestly, like, I don't want to say old because I'm not that old, but no, like, you're not I'm old. Just in mature. A different phase of my life
mature.
Than that fridge.
I agree. Like, when I see that fridge and then I see you, I just think these two things are not simpatico.
Yeah, or like, just the, like, it's just chaotic in there and I just can't relate to any of it. Like, the drinking and like, it's just a lot. So, the only thing that I like was living for was Paige's fashion and she posted pictures to her Instagram. So, I feel satiated.
I am still gonna watch it even though I am currently two episodes behind. I've just like, I've been in a funk and I will get back into
and
it.
And also, like, because you haven't been watching it, but no one else has been like, you have to watch. Oh my God, it's the craziest thing ever.
No, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. So, it's not like a, it's not like a can't miss type of thing.
Yeah, I think it's just like if these are some of your favorite reality TV stars, it's like fun to see them all together.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was reading my book last night, Rock, Paper, Scissors. It's like this thriller, but slow burn. It's pretty spooky, honestly.
Ooh.
So spooky, but it's good. And I'm in it. And that's all you can ask for out of a book.
It's so all you can ask
for. To be
for.
In it.
I completely agree. I have been on this really weird journey. Mm-hmm. I got a PR box from Ollie, like the... vitamin company.
Yes.
And I've been taking, I really have been wanting to do hair, skin, and nail vitamins. And so I was like excited that they gave it to me because I'm just so lazy. But they also had these sleep vitamins. I've been taking them every single night. They're just like melatonin chewies.
I've taken them before.
I've been out every night at 10:30. It is such a joy. I wake up before my alarm. It's such a different life. I'm like, now I'm thinking like, would I rather have that 1 hour at night to like watch TikToks or the 1 hour in the morning to just like get my bearings?
Bearings.
Yeah.
Team bearings.
So I'm like afraid to keep taking them because I don't want them to like lose their efficacy.
That is what happens with
so,
those things.
Like, but just this week I've been so anxious and that like if I didn't take them, I would have not gone to sleep till 2 a.m. because my thoughts. So they have been such a blessing. I just wanted to shout it out. Like such a blessing.
Yeah, we have them in our house. I haven't taken them like since last summer, but they
can
will...
you take them? I was gonna ask you if you could take them while pregnant.
I haven't looked into it. I
probably
I,
not.
Probably not. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. But anyways, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
It's always nice to find a good new resource.
It's always good to like feel something different, you know?
Oh, well, that's for sure.
For sure.
Well, I think without further ado, we need to get into everything because...
Because this.
There's like
heartbreak.
So much news to discuss. Heartbreak, but also shipbuilding season in Palm Springs. So without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Solo Stove, which is slowly turning into like one of our most popular sponsors. And everyone's just like waiting with bated breath for the code. So I will give it to you. Solo Stove is the most fabulous product. There is nothing quite like feeling like the feeling of gathering around a warm fire on a cool evening. And the smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Because instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can just sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire with Solo Stove. And this year, you can shop their Solo Stove Black Friday sale early. You can get great deals on the Solo Stove Fire Pit from November 11th through 18th. So that's today. Make sure you check it out. They're having amazing sales. You're upgrading your backyard with a Solo Stove Fire Pit. They're brilliantly engineered, made with premium grade 304 stainless steel and a 360 degree airflow system that maximizes the efficiency while minimizing the smoke. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter and the fire is blazing in minutes. It's also perfectly portable. So you could take Solo Stove with you on a camping trip and more. It's really genius. You were just telling me you were in Vermont and your friend Sam had one.
Yeah. And it's just was everything so, of the it sort. Made, like, I mean, obviously sitting around a fire is always amazing, but it's also especially nice when you don't have to worry about the cleanup and yeah. like the ashiness the smoke. And the smoke. It's all so self-contained and it takes the tretch out of a fire building.
Shop Solo Stove's best deal of the year early from November 11th through the 18th and get $10 off with the promo code TOAST, plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. That's pretty good. Get an extra $10 off the Black Friday sale at solostove.com, promo code TOAST.
Thank you, Claudia.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Okay, our first story. We're going to start with the good news, okay? Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
I thought you were going to say, we're going to start with the good news. Camila Cabello.
And no, stop. Pete and Kim spent his birthday together amid dating rumors. Pete Davidson rang in his 28th birthday with rumored new girlfriend Kim Kardashian. Wow, what a time to live in when you can to read be that alive. Sentence.
Yeah.
According to new photos shared by Public Enemy hype man Flavor Flav, another part of an amazing sentence. The former Flavor of Love star shared two pictures of himself with the pair Wednesday, just one day after Pete's birthday. The trio were joined by Kris Jenner, who, alongside Kim and Pete, was also wearing brown and black Skims loungewear flannel pajamas, which seemed to be like, you know, her holiday collection drop. And Kim and Pete actually did like kind of what we did, where it's like
one was wearing the top.
She's wearing the pants and he's wearing the top. And I'm just so shook. Also, this article says Flavor Flav is 62.
Wow.
And that just also shook me as well. This is a very shook-worthy event.
No, yes. And not to make it about myself, mm-hmm. but I did remember that I totally forgot to tell you. I met Flavor Flav this weekend. It was so crazy. Okay, we were at the wedding. We were in the tent. And it was so beautiful. But I was like, of course, getting hot. I needed to like take a moment outside. And we were like with our two friends. And they were like, you want to smoke a joint? I was like, you know what? When in Los Angeles, you know, mm-hmm. people in LA love pot. So we go outside and we're at a hotel. So it's like we're in like the main area of the hotel. And there's like a really sickening bar there, I guess, that a lot of celebrities go to. And we're just lighting up, you know, as kids do. And Ben is like, oh, my, that guy has a huge clock around his neck. I'm like, what? I'm like, Ben, is it Flavor Flav? It was so dark outside. I couldn't see anything. I'm like, his diamond necklace was just like shimmering in the moonlight. And
was
I'm like,
it this necklace?
Oh.
The one that Pete's wearing?
Because it was kind of small. It wasn't like, you know, the school clocks, like okay. in the classroom. It was kind of small. And Ben was like, I'm going to go tell him I like his clock. I'm like, Ben, you can't just tell him you like his clock. It's Flavor Flav. He's like, no, it's not. Comes over and he's like, I like your clock. And I'm like, are you Flavor Flav? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Then we were asking him a million questions about his clocks. You know, his like biggest, most iconic clock is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's so cool.
It was an iconic evening. He wasn't there at the wedding. He was just there at the hotel.
Little did you know
that he would re-enter my life a mere 3 days later.
Right. At Chris's Palm Springs house with Kim and Pete. Okay. So
that Palm Springs house is a sanctuary.
It has seen everything. If the walls could talk.
Ooh. Honestly, I think that house arguably has more to say than the checkered floor house.
Yeah. Just because, you know.
They all
go. They have all of these like fun events. Like anytime they want to do something special, like they go to Palm Springs. But I'm a little confused by this picture because, like, Kim and Pete, up until this point, it's like, are they, aren't they? But the fact that they allowed this picture to be posted, but like, on the one hand, it's like, okay, he's spending his birthday at her mom's house. Like, they're obviously dating. Why wouldn't, like...
No, but see, I disagree. It's Flavor Flav's birthday, right?
No, it's Pete's birthday.
Oh.
It's Pete's birthday.
Are you 100% sure?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Because Pete and Flav are real close. So I thought it was Flav's birthday.
No,
okay.
It's not. Pete's birthday, he chose to spend it at Kris Jenner's house.
I mean, wouldn't you?
With his new lady love.
Wouldn't you?
I know, and he's like from New York, like he had to fly cross country.
You know, and he
will
does
he be back by Saturday?
Right, so he does SNL. It's not like he can just jet off for like weeks at a time. He has to come back every weekend.
So I guess this picture like means that they're really doing it. But for some reason, it was giving me the opposite.
It was giving you fraudulent vibes.
It was just giving me like friend, we're fucking with everyone vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't spend your birthday at like,
your rumored girlfriend's mom's house.
Yeah, at your friend's mom's house.
Yeah.
So that's why it's just making me feel conflicted.
No, I feel that 100% now that you've broken it down in this way.
It doesn't make me feel any more or less certain about their relationship, but like just something about this picture and the fact that it was allowed to be posted just makes me feel like they're fucking with us.
You know, I definitely see that. I do. And just totally random. Did you know that Rob Kardashian is living in the checkered floor house? Like it's his house now?
How nice for him.
I know. I saw it on TikTok. I was shook.
Sickening.
Yeah. Just a little added thing I wanted to add.
Okay.
Yeah, about this. I told you when I saw them, they were giving me fraudulent vibes. And I want to believe it. I do. But something's just not authentic. It's not being authentic for me.
Yeah. I don't... So I don't know. I think that they're definitely friends, maybe exploring each other. But
sexually.
Yes. Or even maybe not. Like, maybe it really is a Shango vibe where they're going to share one kiss and then realize it's not going to work out.
Totally.
So I don't know.
But, like, she wouldn't have had Shango's birthday party at her mom's house in Palm Springs.
Shango would have loved that.
Shango was such a stand-up guy. And I do feel like there's definitely some love lost there. Maybe that's why she really can't move on with Pete. It's because she's still thinking about Shango.
Who wouldn't be I'm still thinking about Shango. Anyways, so I'm just
perplexed.
It's like I want to believe. Like, I want to fall into this, but it's like I can't get hurt again. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know, but you have to let yourself
I have to let my walls down.
I know, and you're so guarded. Like, this is like an episode of The Bachelor. Like,
I'm so guarded, you guys.
Is there something you've been through recently that's like...
Yeah, Kimye divorce, Randall and Lala.
Yeah, no, you've been scarred.
It's too much.
I agree.
For one ship builder. But anyways, this is good news. I'm happy. I hope they had a great time. Sorry. It was also Travis's birthday.
Yes.
This week, Courtney got him a car.
She did? Mm-hmm. What kind?
And his, like, dream car. I don't know. I didn't click.
And they're in Cabo.
And they're in Cabo with the kids. On the horses. Like, cute. Stunning.
I didn't realize she got him a car. Mm-hmm. They're really cute. Like, I'm very here for them.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Okay, now we have to move on to the SCN, the sad couple news. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello breakup. Shawn and Camila announced their breakup Wednesday evening on Instagram in a joint statement they posted to their respective stories. Same statement, different fonts. They said, "Hey guys, we've decided to end our romantic relationship, but our love for another as humans is stronger than ever. We started our relationship as best friends and will continue to be best friends. We so appreciate your support from the beginning and moving forward. Love, Camila and Shawn." They didn't say love, I added that. So, I mean, it seems as though Claudia is choking over there. So let's just give her a second. Are you okay?
I'm choking on my own saliva.
Oh, I've been there.
It's the worst.
So you are happy that they're broken up? Because I was...
No, I'm actually not.
I had come around to them. I thought they were one of, like, the greatest love stories.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No, like, they were two so talented, popular... everything celebrities who, like, really just, like, chose each other, chose yes. the low-key life, and they were gonna, like, they're gonna work and then they're gonna come home to each other. Like, it was really quite beautiful.
And there were so many, like, rumors and speculation when they started dating that this was, like, purely PR. They had the song together and they just outlasted every last rumor.
Like, I don't even remember that time anymore,
because to me, like, they really were, like, OTP. And I actually really thought that, like, it was so cool that, like, they met when they were both, like, starting out to become famous. Shawn obviously became this, like, mega global superstar, and it was, like, always Camila. Like, I actually thought that was really cute. And why this bothers me is because I was looking at it on the comments on E! News, everything. Everyone's like, well, now he's going to come out as gay. And I feel like he's talked about this a lot, and he said, like, I'm not gay, and everyone thinking that, like, makes me, like, uncomfortable. Like, I that just bothers me now, because I feel like those rumors have been refueled. And if he does come out, like, I'll, you know, eat my words. But I don't think he is.
Yeah. I mean, he said that he wasn't. Whatever he wants to do, it's his choice.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I feel like their relationship was also, like, a great role model, role model for their fans.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they were just so committed to one another. They were, like, living in Florida and, like, walking the dogs.
Low-key and, like... They were always leaving the house, both of them looking, like, messy. And that's what you need from celebrities. Like,
yeah,
frizzy hair. Like, that's what you need. It's real. Like, you go to get iced coffee with your boyfriend, like, you're not wearing makeup.
Yeah.
And you love to see it. They really did grow on me as a couple. And his documentary, Wonder, was, like, a lot about her. And even though I didn't think the documentary was that great, I thought it was really sweet how, like, it's always been Camila. Every song, he's like, if you go back and listen to every song I've ever written before Camila, like, it was always about Camila. Like, I can't write
this
one song that's not about you. And I was like, oh my, that's actually really cute.
This is making the breakup hurt even more. I know. About it.
And here's the thing. Who gets Taylor Swift in the divorce? Like, they're both really close with her. I want to say, honestly, I don't know. Maybe Camila.
Maybe. But yeah, because she's
Taylor's a woman who supports other women.
But they said in their statement that they're best friends and they're continuing to be best friends. I mean, usually that's kind of a line, but for some reason, I'm just choosing to believe them.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's no bad blood.
But I like the Taylor Swift reference.
But what do I know?
No, I know. I mean, we'll see how this pans out. Me too. I think they're both, like, nice people.
Yeah. I'm going to miss them.
Me too. Like,
I'm going to miss everything they gave us, the good and the bad.
Yeah, I think at first, like, their energy was so chaotic. But then I got used to it, you know? And, like, even their chaos was so stable for me.
Yeah, no.
And now I'm feeling quite lost. It became
something you could rely on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in these times of, like, never-ending chaos and turbulence. It was nice to know that Camilla and Sean were like always going to be like on the beach making out, like no one was watching, yeah. even though everyone was.
Yep.
I thought they were a good couple. I agree. And I think they were like good role models for their audiences.
Yeah.
But you can't stay together with someone just because like you want to be a role model. You know?
No. Oh, no. No, no, no. You have to be a role model in your independence.
Oh, that is gorgeous.
Are you ready for our next story? Some more breakup news?
If it's the breakup news, that's brought to you by Hush, your literal favorite new sponsor.
My favorite new sponsor. Please tell them about it.
Okay, so we've talked about Hush a lot, but one of their new products is taking the Toast world by storm. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the quality of sleep. The reality is over 160 million Americans struggle with sleep, and Hush is here to help. They are an industry-leading sleep brand that carries a wide range of sleep essentials for every sleeper. Whether you're a hot or cold sleeper, Hush has what you need to get the job done. They carry anything from pillows and sheets to their best-selling weighted blankets and mattresses, which
you know
we have spoken about at length. They even have an iced technology, which keeps you cool all night in their iced weighted blanket and mattress. So if you're looking to improve your nightly rest, Hush is the answer. They also have a 100-night guarantee on all their products. You can try it out for 100 nights and return it with no hassle whatsoever. But what we're really jazzed about today here to tell you is their new silk pillow cases, which is a game changer if you're a person with hair.
If you're a person with a face.
Yeah. Wrinkles, like creases in your hair, a silk pillowcase from Hush will so alleviate so many of your morning problems.
And it will, it's so good for your skin. It's so soothing to sleep on. I've been sleeping with these silk pillowcases for about 2 weeks now. And every time I put my head to it, I'm like, thank you, Hush.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So they also give back. From day one, Hush has donated 1 in 10 adult products and 1 in 5 kids products to those in need around the world. So if you're looking to upgrade your sleep, head over to hushblankets.com. They have a huge Black Friday sale happening right now, so make sure to check them out before the sale ends. Again, that's hushblankets.com to take advantage of their Black Friday sale.
Such a great, also a great gift for yourself and for others, but just like a silk pillowcase is everything of the sort, and Hush makes a sickening one.
No, a silk pillowcase is the best gift. Also, if you're having a wedding and you're leaving like gift baskets in the room, a really thoughtful thing is a silk pillowcase, because people are always doing their hair for weddings, the rehearsal dinner. I think I just thought that was a good idea that I just
I actually travel, like when I'm staying somewhere other than my home, I bring my own silk pillowcase.
You do?
Yeah, because it makes such a difference in the quality of my sleep.
Yeah.
And because if I'm using like a scratchy pillowcase, I actually will sleep on my hand because I'm like, get this thing.
Is your hand like pins and needles when you wake up?
Yeah, well, I'll put like my pajama arm over it and then just sleep on my hand. But because you just don't know where these pillowcases have been.
So true.
And what they're made of. But I actually always bring a silk pillowcase with me. So it's good to have one, you know, in your travel bag.
Yeah.
Just a life hack. Next breakup news. My unorthodox life star Batsheva Hart and husband Ben Weinstein break up. The 28-year-old reality star and TikToker has split with her real estate agent husband after more than 9 years of marriage, a source close to the family exclusively confirmed to E! News. The insider,
this is crazy.
The insider told E! News that Batsheva, who wed Weinstein when she was 19 years old, is filing for divorce soon. News of the breakup comes just a month after the couple's 9-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Though neither acknowledged the milestone on their Instagram this year, Batsheva did celebrate in 2020. Oh, I guess we should have known.
Well, the thing is, there's so much to unpack here. First, I thought the way that it was announced was so bizarre. Like, E! News posted it, but neither one of them, it was on their Instagrams. It's like they were like released a press release or something. Like, it was weird.
Yeah, but then he posted
not famous anymore, but that had been from the day before, and nobody thought anything of the caption until we found out they were divorced.
Ah, so he posted a picture of himself saying, not famous anymore. So I never watched the show, but I...
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I know enough about their relationship, like from you and just from the press and like the tenor of the, like right. what they were going through, which was like they got married when they were both really extremely young. Religious and young. And then over the course of their marriage,
her family like drew back from the community, became, and like you, it's your whole life.
Yeah.
And so of course, like for Batsheva and her siblings, like if her mom was doing it, like it's easy for them to follow, but like, if your in-laws are like, you know, like yeah. Ben didn't have to leave the community too, but he did.
But he did.
And but he was definitely having a harder time, you know, like immersing into secular society. So there were a couple things in the show that like he was struggling with. And I think people gave him a lot of shit, like because he was worried about like Batsheva transitioning from wearing skirts to wearing pants. And he wasn't being a dick about it, but it's like your whole life, like every girl you've ever met wears skirts.
Yeah.
So he had like a hard time with it, like for like a week, and they were being so mean to him in the show. And I'm like, give him a second. Like, he's unlearning everything he's ever learned in his entire life. So, I mean, I think when you watch a show, like you really rooted for Batsheva and Ben.
But it's also not surprising.
It's not sustainable. And they were, to me, like they had a chance. Like they really did. But first of all, we talked about this recently, like when you get married so young, like, you know, you grow up and you change. This is an extreme of that. Like, you change your whole life. So I think it's very rare.
Plus, on top of that, they got famous. So right. Now she's like, not only is she this modern woman, but she's a famous person.
Secular.
And all of those things were things he did not sign up for at 19.
Right. So I think that, like, them being divorced is the least surprising thing. But it's also a little shocking because if you watch the show, like, Batsheva really wanted to make it work. Like, she still had, a hand in both worlds. She still, like, kept kosher and was just doing, like, what we do, like, modern Orthodox in secular society. So I think she was really trying hard to, like, make both things work. Like, being secular, her mom's famous. They have a Netflix show, like, you're going to be an influencer. She's a TikToker. But then also, like, things she grew up with, like, keeping kosher, wearing skirts. So it's, like, it's just not sustainable, but you really were rooting for them.
Yeah, so I wonder, I mean, I guess the place that they were at during the show, you know, she was continuing to grow, and so maybe they grew apart. But I wonder if it's, like, she became more, even more secular than she was when the show was filming, or he just decided he couldn't live with it. I think it's the first one because of all of the changes in their lives. Like, she goes to fashion shows, like, she's all, like, you know, it's not just like I married a girl who's now less religious. It's this a whole different new world.
Yeah, like people change as they grow up, but this is like such an extreme version of that.
And it's like, I think you were saying at one point during the show, like they were trying to keep Shabbat.
Yeah.
And it's like, but now, you know, every party happens on Friday night and it's like,
but he's also,
it pulls you further
away. He definitely leaned into like the secular life too. Like, but it's easier for a guy. Like he, if you look at him on Instagram, like he's fashion, like he loves it all.
Yeah, he's a stylist.
Yeah. And he just like came to the spritz party, right? Like he's, really, I think he's into it. Like, so I don't know where things went wrong because I think, at least the way it seems, like they both had like, they were on the same page in terms of like religion and the new life that they had because of the Netflix show. So I'm not sure where it went wrong.
I mean, I've tried to tell you yesterday, fame changes people.
It does.
And I think that this is a big factor in this. And now, like, Batsheva could be running around town like with John Mayer.
Imagine.
You know?
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see. And this show will probably have a season 2?
Already started filming.
Okay, cool. So we'll find out soon.
Yeah, hopefully we didn't miss this because I think they've been filming for quite a minute. So I'd like very much for this to be a part of it.
Yeah, but I mean, even if like they weren't filming yesterday.
The cameras are up.
The cameras have been up for the last, whatever, 6 months.
We'll see like the breaking down.
The deterioration.
Even though like when I did watch the show, I wouldn't say it was the most authentic show. Like, it felt very staged, very scripted. Like, these are real people and these are their real circumstances, but the scenarios in which they were putting themselves in were hella manipulated. So I hope one of my requests for the second season is we get more of, like, an authentic reality show.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because even, like, selling, like, a lot of the Netflix shows feel that way. Like, they're obviously very, not scripted, but set up. But I think, like, Selling Sunset does an amazing job of, like, you would never know, like, that they're not like working full-time real estate agents, you know?
Yeah. But there's, it's like none of these things would ever happen if there weren't cameras there.
Right.
Because none of these people would choose to get together.
Right.
Okay, our next story, some exciting casting news. The Crown casts its Prince William, and he will be played by Dominic West's son.
Enough!
Dominic West is playing
Charles.
And so his son in real life will be playing.
Well, how
his son
old is William?
Show.
Like a baby?
No, this is like tween, 13-year-old. His son is 13 years old.
Oh, so like when Diana dies.
Yeah, and it's towards the end of the season. He'll be in like the last few episodes, and he's like coming of age as he begins to mature.
Is he like blonde? Like they were blonde.
Into a young man. Yeah, this the Variety article doesn't have a picture of him, but I thought I saw one yesterday. And
or maybe it was just Dominic West's son.
Maybe it was, his name is Sina. Well, I don't know how to pronounce it. Sinan, S-E-N-A-N. Sinan.
Oh, the kid, you know.
He's got it.
Sinan doesn't not look like William. I'm not gonna, when he was a kid. William was so cute when he was a kid. There's not a lot of pictures of him on the internet. Like, literally, there's one picture of Dominic West and his entire family, like, from a Trolls event. Like,
that's cute.
But this must have been a few years ago because the kid looks really young. But he does have the same, like, shaggy blonde hair. It's not a terrible casting. I just, like, personally, I've had enough of Dominic West.
Oh, we know. We know. But
it's enough.
And so have I. But I, having just watched Maid, this idea that, like,
was he in it?
No. But Andy McDowell and her daughter play a mother-daughter.
The chemistry is unmatched.
The chemistry, it's just like a cute factoid about the show, and I'm here for it. It's a little nepotistic, but
yeah, what know. Are other examples? I like the only example I can
Miley
think of,
and Billy Ray.
Yes.
And that was Chef's Kiss.
Heavyweights. Yeah. Ben Stiller's dad is like the former camp owner. They don't play father and son, but they're both in the movie.
Okay, no, but like when they play
siblings.
Or like sisters. I mean, we have sister.
One of the best franchises of all time.
Yeah. Cowbells with Ali and AJ.
I actually recently watched Sister. Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't.
It was on a plane. Or maybe it was on Disney Plus. I can't remember. It was so good.
Yeah.
Those were the days. And you know, Disney and those Nickelodeon franchises, like, they really leaned into the siblings. Like, they loved that. Ali and AJ, Cowbells, yes.
Yes, and also the one with Hillary and Haley Duff where they're like...
They're sisters.
They're sisters, I think. Then they're like out on the streets.
From Nada to Prada?
No, that's Camilla Bell.
That was a good movie.
From Prada to Nada. Yeah. But it's the same Prada to Nada, like sort
vibe.
Of vibe. Material Girls.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, we need more sister duos in films.
We need more sister duos in films. And
if we had a movie, what would like the premise be? You're like good at that. Like if it was like a... That genre, Cowbells.
Literally, okay, so it would be like Cowbells, Prada, Tanada, but it would be like exactly our story of just like we're doing this show and it's like so great.
And then we get canceled.
And we have to like change our attitude.
And we like have to buy a farm with like, we have no work opportunities left. So we gather all the money we have left and we like, we're done with this life. We buy a farm, which has always really been our dream.
Oh, no, I was going to say and then the true story, like where we do our own show and it's like.
No. I think there needs to be a farm.
Okay. Okay, so and a Chemin as well.
Of course.
So maybe,
and here's the thing, are we two single gals in the movie or are we married? Because I think it really adds to show if like we both end up falling in love with like the farmhands, you know?
Got it. Okay, so I think we need to escape. So we get out to a farm.
Oh, and then we never come back. Yeah.
And then from there, we rebuild our show.
Right, so we have like a really embarrassing moment on the show that goes viral in the internet. We're completely canceled. We're so embarrassed. We're like, you know what? My friend has a place on a farm. She's offering to let us go. We spend time there. We're having so much fun. We found out the farm next door is for sale. Mm-hmm. And we're like, are we really going to do this?
And then we're like going through the old shed in the farm and we find like a studio.
A picture of our dad.
No. Different
we find a microphone.
We find a microphone. And we're like, wait, we can do it from here.
And then we fall in love with
And then like we get to live our like continue to do what we love, which really is the podcast.
But we have this like renewed perspective on life.
And we're like removed, you know, from the toxicity.
Of New York City.
Yeah.
That sounds good. What would the name be?
Cowbells.
Farm Chemin Gals.
No, it would be called like...
Broadcast, like...
The Broadcast Barn.
I like that. That's good. The Broadcast Barn. And like the picture would be like us in a barn, like holding microphones, like... Like we're so annoyed.
And like we're like disheveled.
Yeah,
and
like we came from the big city.
One knee is like turned in.
This sounds like such a good movie.
Free idea.
Free
but
idea.
You have to cast us. That's how it works.
Oh, yeah. It's not free. It has two large baggage.
It has two big strings.
Attached.
Two heavy load-bearing strings.
Attached, yeah.
Oh, good times.
I'm down.
Good times. Okay, are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Only if it's a fifth and final story that's brought to you by Third Love. With Third Love, comfort is always a given. And the holidays can be hectic, stressful, or downright uncomfortable. So this holiday season, give the gift of comfort with Third Love, your one-stop shop for all the women in your life. So you can give the gift of comfort. They have ultra-soft loungewear for mom, fun sleepwear sets for your sister, premium activewear for your friends, and luxe intimate sets for that special someone. So I'm going to be gifting Jackie a luxe intimate set.
Thanks, girly.
Okay, Third Love is one of our favorite sponsors, one of the OGs. You guys know we are two big-breasted women, and Third Love is just a brand that caters to women who have normal boobs. Like, I have big boobs. I have one boob that's bigger than the other. I have shoulder pain, back pain. And Third Love is just the best brand. Their intimates are the best. Also, all the other products they offer are the best, but I really love the bras because they fit so well. So they obsess over each stitch. You never have to think about how something feels, looks, or fits. While trends come and go, Third Love has always stayed true to one notion. They do comfort. We do we. So Third Love brings the comfort from the sheets to the streets with the softest sleepwear, luxe washable silk, and bras that you won't want to take off when you get home. They have 90,000 five-star reviews that do not lie. The bras are available in half cups, which nobody else has, and the underwear, loungewear, and activewear goes from extra small to 3X. The quiz that you take for the fitting for the bras is like super detailed, and you end up with like the perfect bra size. And I feel like a lot of the problem when I used to shop for bras was that I never knew what size I actually was until I went to Third Love. They're also the largest donor of undergarments in the US. They've donated over $40 million worth of bras to help people in need. So you just feel good knowing that your bra fits well and you're also spending money on a good cause. Feeling is believing. Upgrade to everyday pieces that love your body as much as you do. Right now you can get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/toast. That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/toast. Now, Jackie, to answer your prior question, yes, I am ready for the final story. It's the final story. Get your bras at Third Love.
Okay, a little bachelor news. Hannah Brown says she hooked up with ex Peter Weber as his bachelor season aired.
This book is like tea filled. I feel like there hasn't been a bachelor book this juicy since Andy Dorfman.
Yeah, I have to think back because a lot of bachelor contestants who choose to write their stories like really just focus on like their personal growth journeys and not like the tea that we all
asked
for.
Which is boring, yeah.
Right. So far we're getting a lot from this book. One, she says that she hooked up with Peter Weber as his
season was airing.
She said they crossed paths at an engagement party for Bachelor in Paradise stars Dylan and Hannah in February 2020. Oh. The following month, fans would learn he got engaged to Hannah Ann, but then broke off their engagement. And Hannah had told people that she heard that they were having trouble. But Hannah Brown and Peter Weber left the engagement party together.
So was he still engaged? Like, was that in real time? Was he engaged while it was airing?
I don't know.
So she's saying, like, she fucked an engaged man?
That is so true. She told...
But they did break up. She also said they broke up a month after they were engaged off camera.
So
it's possible that he was single. I just feel like I need some clarity. I think he was single. I don't think she would like, you know, expose herself like that.
Yeah, I agree. But so she says in her book that they ended up in bed together that night, but she told People magazine the chemistry just wasn't there. She said it just sucked. And then I found out he had another girl, front runner
Maddie,
on his mind. It was all so bizarre.
I mean, this, like, we already knew in the history of bachelors, Peter Weber was probably the worst bachelor and the messiest. And this is just like another, you know, piece of clothing on the chair, you know?
Yeah, and like the craziest part about this whole story is like, okay, so he was engaged to Hannah Ann, he was hooking up with Hannah Brown, he had Maddie on his mind, and he chose Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm telling you, he's so fucking messy. Mm-hmm. After that, I loathed the franchise. He had the best girls.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, Hannah Ann. Hannah Ann, like, does not claim the Bachelor franchise anymore, though. It's so weird. Like, she's such a big influencer, like, on TikTok, too.
Yeah, she posted, like, a shady TikTok about this thing where she lip syncs to the sound. That was embarrassing. I really hope you're embarrassed. Wow.
Who was she talking to, herself? Or?
She was talking to the cat. Like, she said when the tea officially spills, like, about Hannah and Peter.
So this is directed towards Peter.
Yes, that he should be.
That's interesting, because I really have never seen her even, like, acknowledge that she was on The Bachelor. Like,
you,
she's
really?
Like so big on social platforms just because she's like so pretty and spends a lot of time on her content. Like, she works really hard. She's like a good content creator.
Yeah, I've seen her content, and I didn't realize she was trying to disassociate from.
I don't think she's trying. I just think like she's moved on with her life so completely, and she's found like real work as an influencer.
Yeah, and so she'll never like be on Paradise. Or
I don't think so.
Like that.
That's just the vibe.
Maybe
that
when
I get.
Things slow down, she'll say that now.
That's true. Everyone says
we'll catch her in 2 years on the beach. You know,
yeah,
I mean, 100%. It's always good to get like a little boost, the booster.
Yeah.
Bachelor in Paradise.
No, but like 100%. Like when you think like a couple years ago, I never in my life would have imagined Becca Kufrin would be on Bachelor in Paradise. And here she is.
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen.
But I do think, I mean, it's probably tough. But like if you look at someone like Hannah G, mm-hmm. who was like the belle of the ball on her mm-hmm. season, immediately goes to Bachelor in Paradise, has a fantastic experience. Everybody, like, again, belle of the ball. And now she's like off, like, in the canon of biggest Bachelor yep. stars. I do think if you overplay your hand and you,
yep.
and you don't get the timing right, it's sad when you eventually go on Bachelor in Paradise.
No, I think that Hannah G's experience is the ideal situation. Like, and I feel like maybe not enough people talk about that. Like, she never really got into like any sort of scandal on the show. Like, she was just beloved by all the guys. She chose Dylan, who was like not the obvious choice, but who loved her so much. They seemed so happy. They bought a house together. They're engaged. She really had like such an ideal experience.
She did. She had the same experience as Raven. She was like the runner-up. Everybody loved her. She went on Bachelor in Paradise. It's like everybody's dying to meet this girl. She chose Adam and they have a great life together. But if Raven or Hannah G had like waited another year or another year to go on, like there are other girls like
younger. Yeah.
That are just top of mind.
No, 100%.
So the window is
the small. The Raven call is so good.
The window is small. You've got to get it right. But also sometimes you could be a fan favorite and then you go on Bachelor in Paradise and all of a sudden you become the villain and
Blake.
You ruin everything that you had worked just built. For. And like, even if you're not even trying to be the villain, like you just step in something.
Blake.
Yeah.
That's such a good call. Paradise is so toxic.
Yeah, no, but it can be like amazing thing for your career, but you got to play it right.
Yeah. And there's really no way to know if you're playing it right. Like, they're just going to decide how they want to portray you.
Right. So it's honestly fucking scary. I wouldn't go.
Toxic.
Yeah.
Well, those are the Fast Five. Kind of sad. Like, lots of couples breaking up.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is life. Such is life.
And, you know, couples need to break up in order for other couples to get together.
Right, that's true. Like, we have to allocate resources from one ship to another.
So maybe soon we'll be seeing Sean and Batsheva together and Camilla Sean and Ben.
Batsheva. That's funny. Camilla and Ben, for sure. That's our show, you guys. Like, I mean, we are going to be back in studio tomorrow, but I'm going to be like a different person. Like, yeah. I will have your, I don't know, maybe you guys can feel my energy. Like, I'm feeling kind of like down today, like just because of a lot on my mind. And I think when you see me tomorrow, like, I'm going to be much lighter.
We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We always look forward to seeing you.
I always look forward to seeing you.
And I always look forward to seeing Du.
And Du always looks forward to seeing you.
He loves his auntie.
But Du doesn't always look forward to seeing me.
I mean, you know how it is.
Theo, anything you want to add before we wrap up?
That he loves the holiday merch collection. I mean, did you see Brew this morning? Cuddled up in wrapped my robe. Up. He loves this collection so much. Like, anytime I leave a piece of it, like, sitting on the bed, or honestly, it was on the floor today, he just curls up in it. It's the cutest, sweetest thing. So head over to shopmorningtoast.com for you, your loved one, and your pets, because it's so cozy, and there's just going to be, like, a puddle of love on the floor. We have some really great items. They'll start shipping as soon as possible, so you will have them in time for the holidays.
Yes, I just want to let you guys know we are close to selling out of the pink pajama set. Like, relatively soon.
That's
not surprising.
I don't want to play favorites.
Ooh, the ornaments. There's literally only 20 ornaments left.
Oh, gosh. So if you made it to the end of this episode, like,
congratulations. Now you know
that. Congratulations. Get an ornament.
Hold on. Let me keep looking. Both the beanies are sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still stuff left. There's still stuff left. My crew neck is on its last leg as well. So just go to shopmorningtoast.com. I'm wearing extra large in pretty much everything. The robes just come in small/medium. Or large/extra large. Obviously, I'm wearing the large.
I was wearing small/medium. I love that robe. I love the pajamas so much. Like, they're going to change my life.
No, like, holiday season is quaking.
Quaking. And now it officially tis the season.
Should we cap it off with a song?
Yeah, you know, it's been a while.
Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Deck the halls with toast apparel. La 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 la. All right, you guys.
Don we now our gay apparel. La 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 la. Okay.
Now it's officially the holiday season, guys. Put your trees up. Get your toast merch. ShopMorningToast.com. Have a spritz. SpritzSociety.com. Come to my show, girlwithnojob.com/tour. And if you can't make it, but you want to cuddle up with a nice read, girlwithnojob.com/book.
And then head over to the Redheads where you can listen to a podcast episode all about the book.
And then get more inspiration for other books you should read. So then you can read them and then listen to the episode and feel like you're with your gal pals.
100%.
And that's our show. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the Fast Five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, Morning Toast, and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. And if you made it to the end of this episode, congratulations. And thank you for being a real toaster who actually values what we say. So to let us know a signal of your appreciation that you actually listened to the end of this episode.
Blast them with holiday emojis.
I was going to say the same thing. Go to our most recent Instagram and drop as many holiday emojis as you can, whether that's the menorah, the Christmas tree, the twinkly lights, anything that gives you the holiday spirit, a bowl of chili, whatever. Cookie. Anything that reminds you, Santa Claus, like any of it. Love you guys so much. Have a great day. And bye. We'll see you tomorrow.